How to keep your inner peace and hope in today's world. Finding hope and inner peace in life is not always an easy task. Still, a hopeless life can be gloomy, depressed, and anxious. In this article, I write about ways to find hope in life, thus happiness and inner peace. It is essential to find and sustain hope in order to lead a happy and peaceful life. Yet most of us know what it's like to live a desperate life. A life where nothing is going towards us and nobody understands. The take him out, sleep or my favorite, get through incentive doesn't help at all. If only it was that easy to overcome the feeling of despair. Hope is a mechanism of the human brain. Hope is a mechanism developed by the human brain to deal with contexts and situations that are not conducive to survival. Without, where can we find a sense of hope in the future or hope in someone's talent, our motivation, our will to go forward? In the worst times, it's hope that keeps me going. That knowledge that says there will be better things in the future. Hope forces me to find the impossible possible because I believed it was possible and therefore claimed that the possible was already real. Author and evangelicalist Hal Lindsey put it beautifully, man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, about 8 minutes without air, but only for 1 second without hope. The hope and inner peace of helping others. There are many challenges faced by those who provide care for others. Yet they know the inner peace and joy that comes with helping others. Studies have shown that even simply volunteering can change a person's health and outlook. A United Health Group study stated that we now know people who volunteer feel better physically, mentally, and emotionally better. And our volunteers tell us that they are convinced their health is better because of the things they do when they volunteer. HopeGrows.net. HopeGrows.net. It's natural to care for others' suffering, and we're reminded of this important attribute by recognizing how we can heal in our own lives. It's important to be patient with ourselves and others in this process. If we all contribute to this healing process, then we can break through those walls of self-sabotage and start to see changes in ourselves that are positive and significant. These changes will lead us to inner peace. What's the best way to deal with your fear and anger when witnessing others suffering? Stop to consider what else is going on, what message the suffering is trying to convey, and what you can do to help the sufferer heal. Their healing may teach you about yourself, giving you the gift of healing yourself. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, go back to the basics, pause, ground yourself, take a few very deep breaths, exhaling negativity, inhaling calm. Take the time to notice what you are feeling, holding the pain of the world with compassion, breathing in peace and hope. My suggestions for finding hope in life. Do what you know you can do. Move forward by doing the things you know you can do. Maybe you can make the bed or get out of bed. Celebrate small victories, as these will eventually become the necessary lessons for finding hope. Take some kind of action. Helping someone else not only shows that there are good people in the world, but it also gives you the success and external pride of supporting another person. This feeling of pride that makes you feel healthy will lead to a sense of hope, knowing that if you can help someone else, you can help yourself too. Surround yourself with optimism. The attitudes of those around us affect our mood. Surrounding yourself with positive and hopeful people makes you positive and optimistic. Find out who are the positive people in your life and follow them. Allow inspiration. Read inspiring books or quotes, strengthen your faith, return to your place of worship, do whatever it takes to believe and feel the existence of something greater than you. Knowing that a prayer community wants to help you and believe that something is higher than you gives us hope that we are not alone. Spend time in nature. It is great to see and feel the depth of nature's beauty. Look for the tiny insects and creatures. Think about how they survive and even thrive in their environment, given their size and lack of intelligence. If the insect can do it, you can too. How you find hope in life is essential to finding the motivation to move forward, grow, and be the best person you can be. Do not lose your hope. Hold on and enjoy the ride.